This is Ozarks at Large for a Wednesday in January 2018. I'm Kyle Kellums. I'm inside the Harold and Blanchcock News Studio with Timothy Dennis. Timothy, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Kyle.
Let's talk about what we can hear and see this weekend.
All right. Starting tomorrow night, if you go to Cork and Keg in Fayetteville, just across from the Walton Arts Center, roughly.
Right across the trail from the Dady Bombstead Studios.
Right. Voxana will be at Cork and Keg.
To the choir, sing a static with the whole. We must memorize nine numbers and deny we have a soul. And in this endless race for property and privilege to be won, we must run, we must run. We must hang up in the belfry where the bats and moonlight laugh and stare into a crystal
ball. It's Stephen Pruitt. He does indie folk. He's from Fayetteville. That show is from 8 to 11 p.m.
Is that free?
I believe so.
Okay.
Friday night, Backspace will have a show. Model Zero will be in town. They're a hard rock band from Memphis. They'll be joined by locals Ten High and The Worms, which The Worms just released a new 7-inch record. They'll take donations at the door for the touring band. Show's scheduled to start at 9 p.m. Also Friday night, Route 358 will be at Black Apple Crossing in Springdale.
Yes.
That show is from 8 to 10 p.m. Again, Black Apple Crossing on Emma Avenue. Saturday night, Stage 18 will have Sad Daddy, one of my favorite bands.
Oh, I don't care anymore if you don't want me back. In fact, maybe I don't want you back. Maybe I don't want you back anymore. After you've been passed around all over town. No, I don't care anymore. You broke the 5-second rule, but your love is cruel.
They're old school minstrel folk. They're a four-piece. That show has a $10 cover. It's from 8 to 10 p.m. And if you can't see them Saturday night, Friday night they'll be at Chelsea's in Eureka Springs at 9 o'clock.
And then I know next weekend, I think they're in Conway and Little Rock.
Right.
Maybe if our listeners toured the Russellville area way, think toward next weekend.
If you have time, definitely check them out because they are really, really, really fun.
Yeah.
Also at Chelsea's in Eureka Springs on Saturday night will be Red Oak Roots. That show's at 9 p.m. with a $5 cover. Then also Saturday night, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Rogers will have the Roby Pantol Jazz the Roby Pantol Jazz Duo.
Ah, difference between a duo and a trio.
There is.
Yes.
Difference of one.
Yes.
It seems to be a weekly affair throughout at least the month of January. That begins at 6 p.m.
All right.
And then in Fort Smith Saturday night, the Fraternal Order of the Eagles will have the Rusty Grove Band. They're a red dirt country band from Tulsa.
She works all week from 9 to 5. Then she gets in her car for that rush hour drive. But when she gets
gets home, her day's not through.
That show will be in the Eagles Ballroom. It's from 8 p.m. to midnight.
My father used to be a bartender at the FOE, the Eagles Club, in Midway, Arkansas.
Really?
It has nothing to do with anything here, but I hadn't heard someone talk about the Eagles Club in decades.
Honestly, until I was preparing for this segment, I didn't know there was a fraternal order of the Eagles.
Well, there is.
All right. Now we're informed.
Yes.
Okay, now moving forward to Tuesday night, there's going to be something really cool, or I think is really cool, at Arcadia Retrograde here in Fayetteville.
Oh, over there in Evelyn Hills?
In Evelyn Hills.
Okay.
So the Bit Brigade, they're a five-piece band that does covers of classic video game music, but with a twist. Not only do they cover the songs, but they cover them as the soundtrack to a live playthrough of the game in question. And these are typically old NES games, Nintendo games.
So, in other words, the game is going on, and they're playing the theme. Who's playing the game? All right. But this is going to happen at the arcade.
Yeah, and the game that they're doing on this tour will be the NES classic, The Legend of Zelda. Which, anyone who's played NES knows that that game is extremely hard when you have all the time in the world to play it.
Okay.
But if you're playing it live in front of an audience, I can't imagine kind of the stress that would go into that.
I'm asking you for answers you may not have, but so is then a member of the ensemble is playing the game.
That's the way I understand
it. And then the band is watching the game being played.
And they're
then
playing the live accompaniment to it.
Okay. And so could the live accompaniment change depending on how the game goes?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay.
That's what I would assume.
Okay. That sounds wildly fun.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
When is this again?
That's Tuesday night at Arcadia Retrocade in Evelyn Hills here in Fayetteville. That's from 9 p.m. to midnight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.